Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Welcome. It's another great week here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
And I have to talk really fast because if I don't, Dr. Ray is going to explode. We have a wonderful guest here that I know he's dying to talk with. Lisbeth Lopez is a fitness model, a trainer. She has a new program out called Hourglass Workout. You can find that at hourglassworkout.com. And she does something, Dr. Ray. I'm going to be quiet for most of this interview because I'm a girl and we're trained to instinctually hate girls like her. She is a bikini model. The bikinis are the most stressful thing in a woman's life, and here this lady makes her living as a bikini model. So we want to pick her brain and find out how she does that and what the pressures are and how she got to Hourglass Workout. And we've got a lot of fun things coming up in this segment. So welcome, Lisbeth.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
And, you know, Natalie, she not only she has a credibility on several points, because not only is she a model, but she has trained over 3,000 athletes in dance, gymnastics, and she has competed herself as a plastic surgeon. I've worked with many of the IFBB weightlifters and so on and so forth. She is a pro fitness competitor herself and then went on to be a judge. So talk about credibility. This woman has credibility.
And
from being
like
on both sides of that judging bench and being an athlete herself. She's trained 3,000 athletes. I mean, my master, my taekwondo master, you know, who's been teaching for 30 years, and he's graduated 150. She trained 3,000 athletes. So talk about credibility. But, you know, I like to discuss from A to Z, but why don't we start with the B's? Lisbeth, so many women throughout the world, I just came back from Miss Universe, participated in Miss Universe. I, of course, do Miss Brazil every year. I operate on, you know, every celebrity from basically A to Z. I deal with a lot of entertainers and porn stars and so on and so forth. Of course, the issue today is, stop being breast. Today, breast sizes are a little more modest, and basically we lost interest in the breast. But today, the number one interest is butts.
Yes.
And my gosh, you could write a 3-volume dissertation on perfect butts. Let me ask you, pretty girl, how is it that we could impart to our wonderful audience some simple tricks for blowing up that butt and creating that? Your butt is beyond pornographic. It's so perfectly sculpted. You're going to put most Brazilian girls to shame. How did you make such a perfect butt? And can you give some tips to our listeners as how to make a perfect butt? Because today that's what women want, a perfect butt.
Okay, well, first, thank you so much. That's really sweet of you. And it's actually really funny you say that, because even with the training that I do with women, if you go onto, like, my Facebook page, half of the questions are around butts. And I don't know if it's Kim Kardashian. I believe it was Jennifer Lopez that first started the craze. But whatever it is, you're totally right, and I see it every day. So to the question, I would say that there's two different ways of getting there depending on your starting shape. So as you know, some women come in to you or they come to me and they're skinny fat or they're quite petite. They have the skinnier legs. And then there's some of them who have the quite the thick legs and they're a thicker girl or they're more pear shaped. And, I personally feel that there's two completely different ways of going about it depending on your start shape. So for your thicker girls, which is actually my natural shape, if you're pear-shaped, you've got big legs, if you go and start going really heavy squat, and all that type of thing, you're not only going to get a bigger butt, but you're going to get really big legs potentially as well. So basically what can happen is if you're a bigger girl and you're starting out.
And what's bigger?
Bigger, like if you're a girl that has thick legs already and okay. Your goal is to make your legs smaller but make your butt bigger, then you're kind of more in that range where you'd be training for growing the glutes but trying to make the legs a little bit more leaner and tighter. So if you go and you train like a girl who's skinny fat and just trying to make everything more shapely, the butt more bubbly and the legs more tight and toned, it's two completely different training systems. So for that thicker girl that wants the tighter, smaller leg and the bigger bum, doing something like your heavy squat, which is what everyone says the go-to is, I don't feel is going to give the best results. And from my working with lots and lots of fitness models, I've seen this to be true. I've had a lot of male trainers might say to you, because they're just used to wanting to go big, 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 and not all of them, but I'm just saying it's just something I see more. And they'll have a thicker girl do the heavy squat. Their bum will get better, bigger, but so will the thighs. So basically, if you've got a thicker shape to start out with, you're going to want to go more for something like you can go for a heavy lunge, because generally that's not going to build your leg the same way. So heavy lunge would be good, but also a lot of isolated movements. So I like to actually even break it down. I mean, we know there's different parts of the glute. That's glute med, the glute max, the different areas. And I call it the shelf. So to build the top of the bum, you're going to want to do something more like a glute kickback, and you want to go heavy because you're actually trying to build size up there, but you're also going to want to do like an abductor machine, which is that machine where you're sitting down and you've got the weights on either side of your knees and you're opening your legs, pushing those weights out and really build kind of the sides of the glutes. You really just want to, and then the lunges will build the bottom. So I like to try to build the butt full and round, and for those girls that are thicker, they're going to want to focus more specifically on the glutes, whereas a girl that is skinny fat and she's got the small legs too, she can go for more power movements, so she can go for those, you know, really heavy squats and those intense deadlifts and all those things and really build out the entire leg and get a nice full butt and nice carved out legs at the same time. So it's a different style of training, but it works really, really nicely when there's consistency and good form.
Yours is probably the best developed butt I've ever seen. In a moment of seriousness, I have many IFBB patients, International Federation of Bodybuilders. I have many of those girls. So, but I dare say some of them have better developed legs than you. You know, they're much, much, much thicker legs than you. They have bigger arms and whatever. But I'm talking about just isolating to the butt, which is the number one request women have today. And incidentally, also the number one request men have today, as far as looking at. But, how many times a week then, since this is the best I've ever seen, how many times a week are you hitting that butt? Is it twice a week or are you doing once a week? I fear you're going to say once a week, but are you doing twice a week?
I do probably train it twice a week, but the thing is, even when I'm training any part of my leg, even if my goal is hamstring that day, I still make sure I incorporate the glute. If I'm doing cardio, I might do an uphill walk and focus into contracting the glute.
So you do not mind, Dan, if you don't mind me cutting you off here for a second, because there's been so many critics in the industry that say, well, you really should only hit it once a week, which I think is insane. A lot of the people, as you know, a lot of the real professional people say you should hit it once a week, which doesn't make sense from a nature point of view. It doesn't make sense from a physiology point of view. It doesn't make sense from any point of view. But you're hitting it every day. I love to hear that. You're basically, even though you're doing another exercise, even though you're doing just cardio, you're still hitting the butt. So you're hitting it every day.
Yeah, even when I'm doing Pilates, if I'm doing cardio, the step mill, I'll really focus into making sure that it's engaged, because there's so many ways to do things where you're not engaging the glutes. And a lot of people actually have no idea how to engage the glutes. They're doing lunges and they're working their quads and completely not engaging because they just, they're not connected to that whole
muscle. Okay, so what are, I may have missed this, but what are your three favorite glute exercises?
Good. I love that. I have more than three. It's so hard. I would say for my skinny fat girl, number one would be a heavy squat, a single-legged leg press, and a deadlift. And for my thicker girl, it would be a weighted kickback, which is where you use that ankle cuff with the cables.
Right.
And
right.
You straight leg kickback. So I'd say kickback. I'd say the abductor machine, and probably a heavy lunge.
Okay, now let me rephrase then. For a low impact, in the low impact category, can you give me three exercises? Because the criticism of these heavy, heavy squats, yes, you're 19, no problem. But if you're going to be 41, heavy squat is going to crush the meniscus.
You know, even if they do that same kickback, but they put their hands and knees, so they're on all fours on a bench, and they
put
the same ankle weight, and they do
Very low impact.
That's a nice one, but you have to really make sure. I mean, with all of my girls I train, as well as doing their glutes, we super go into their low back and make sure that their low backs are insanely strong to handle the deadlifts and the squats and all the different moves we do, because without a strong core and strong low back, you know, you could, as you know, you could actually hurt something.
Great, great exercises. How many sets do you do? Now, we're talking, I know you incorporate your glutes into everything, but we're talking actually butt day, the day you're doing your butt. How many sets are you going to do for the butt? Are you doing nine sets, or what's the, what do you like to hit it?
Are we talking me and my fitness models, or are we talking if I was working with a beginner?
Well, let's say a beginner, because that's the most of our audience.
Okay, so I would say if it's a beginner, someone starting out with that, the main thing to start out with would be just form. So if you just want to start out with that, three sets of 15, choose about six exercises, and really concentrate on that contraction. That would be number one. It's a good amount of time, but if they do it...
No, it's worth it. I mean, look, I've never seen a butt like yours. It's worth it.
You kill me. But once they pass that, they can take the amount of exercises down a little bit and throw some supersets in. So they might like a lunge, and in between a lunge and maybe a kettlebell thrust with a glute squeeze, they might do like a squat jump in between. So now they're adding some cardio for some fat burn as well, but they're still hitting the bum in that jump squat. So we mix it up, and as they get more advanced, they can throw in those, you know, a frog leap, which I show. I have a YouTube channel where I show a bunch of exercises. Frog leap's one of my favorites. My girls, it's their least favorite and my favorite. but you can throw something like that in between, and it makes the workout really intense.
Great, great tips. You know, at the show, we like concrete tips like this because it's something our listeners can latch onto and do and have successes in their own lives. We're running into a break right now, but when we come back, we're going to talk about where we can find out more about these workout tips from Lisbeth. We'll be right back with On the Radio with Dr. Ray, Voice of America.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Go inside the world of PR with PR Insider, hosted by public relations expert Maureen Kettis. Maureen will speak to the world's highest profile PR pros from the fields of marketing, advertising, and sales. And PR Insider will feature renowned members of the media as special guests. Maureen will give you a VIP access pass, including tips and tricks to take your business to the next level. PR Insider with Maureen Kettis, sponsored by Cision, us.cision.com. Listen every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Network.
There are a number of health and social services available to individuals for low cost or no cost. Now there's a radio program devoted to bringing you the information you need. Tune in to Outreach Today with host Melissa Jenkins-Simon. Our program promotes the benefits and services of CI Incorporated, providing health and social services over a wide spectrum of resources and agencies. We want to help you. Tune in to Outreach Today, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Okay, guys, we're back with Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's been giving us great workout tips for how to make that beautiful butt, which is so in style today. Elizabeth, please tell us where we get more pictures and videos of this great workout to make that beautiful tush.
BeyondBestForGut.com is the workout that I do in person. So unless you're in Canada right now, you're not going to get that. I am franchising, but it's not happened yet. So the ElizabethLopez.com, you can see some of my workouts there. I have a blog where I did a 25-episode series showing me getting ready for my last pro show, and it shows the actual workouts that I do and all of those exercises I talked about. So that's kind of a fun one. Or they can just go straight to the YouTube channel, which is YouTube/Elizabeth Lopez, and you can see some of those workouts there.
Okay, Elizabeth, of course you could not maintain such now I'm sorry I focused so much on her butt today because, you know, there's a lot of great guts, there's a lot of great arms and great legs, but I dare say she has the prettiest behind in the world. What's that? What you saying?
So flattered. You have no idea.
No, it's not flattered. I mean, I just miss Universe. I mean, I just miss Brazil. I mean, I make a lot of butts myself, and I dare say I don't make them as good as you seem to have created here. I need to ask you, you could not build such a pretty behind if you're not backing it up with nutrition. Can you break down for us, for our beginner, and then for yourself, honestly, what your diet is?
Well, I am a holistic nutritionist, so I really do practice what I preach, and it's a really big part, I feel, of the clients. I have about 110 clients I see a month, and they all get to know me pretty personally within the boot camp, so they see what I eat, and so it's really important that I always follow that. But I do follow the 80-20 rule, so for anyone out there, no one is perfect. If they say they are, and they actually are, I'm really impressed, I'm not. But 80-20, you know, so there's that 80% of the time where you're doing what I'm going to tell you now, but there's still that 20% of the time where you either just really need to have that piece of chocolate, or you're at a wedding and you want to eat everything that's on the menu. So we all do that, and I do that as well. But into a regular day. I wake up in the morning and I do some lemon water. I don't believe in anything every day, so I don't do lemon water every single day, but majority of the days I do. And then I'll follow that. I'll hit my cardio. I really am a big fan of morning cardio for a nice fat burn. Wakes me up. If after the morning cardio I still feel like I'm a little bit low or I'm going to hit some weights later, I do like matcha tea. And again, I don't do anything every day, so that might be something I'll do maybe once or twice a week if I need that energy boost. And then for breakfast, I'll give you probably my favorite breakfast would be soaked oats. And that's where you're kind of sprouting your oats by soaking them. You just get a little bit more enzyme-rich nutrients going on in there. I might throw some coconut
fat. Let me just sneak something here real quickly, Elizabeth. Of course, oats, pumpkins, grapes are one of the few plants that build the testosterone. in both women and men. And of course, you could not get such great results unless you had a little testosterone inside of you. And so oats has natural androgens in it. It has natural androgens in it. So you see, it's not purely by accident that she chose oats. Sorry, I had to sneak that in.
No, but please sneak in by any means. And I might put a little bit of coconut sap on it, which is just a different way of getting a little bit of sugar because I do like sweet a little bit. And some organic blueberries. I try to eat mostly organic. It's hard to do 100%, but I do go for it wherever I can. I might follow this up maybe an hour later or so with a protein shake. And most of the protein shakes I use are vegan. So I might use like a Vega, or I might use Sunway or something like that. Most of the protein I choose has is like greens in it. It might have some BCAAs added to it just for that extra kind of punch when I'm taking my protein. And when I do my protein, I actually have a shake that I nicknamed the Beauty Shake, and I'll add like aloe vera to it. I'll add some goji berries to it. I might add some bee pollen, and all these things just are things kind of classified as superfoods, where they do a lot of extra good for your digestion and your skin and antioxidant effects. I'm very much a nibbler, so I'll eat all throughout the day. So even like an hour later, I might be hungry again and have maybe some chia cereal. And chia cereal, it's like a superfood. I'm not a vegan, so I might have some meat at lunch. I don't eat meat very often, but I'll probably eat maybe twice a week. And when I do have it, I do aim for it to be organic. I do promote the organic meats. So I might do some maybe like a steak or with salad, maybe a bit of quinoa, that type of thing. I do like to do my weights in the afternoon, so a little bit later, maybe like 3 hours later, I'll hit some weights. I'll be a little bit carved up and do some weights, and I might have another protein after that, maybe a shake or maybe a whole food of some type. Wheatgrass shot sometimes after, again, just to kind of counter the effects of the free radicals that happen from working out. And then again, I might eat a little bit later. I'm probably eating like 5 to 7 times a day. and I might have another lower carb meal just because it's later in the day. And I'm O blood type, so personally, I keep the carbs, you know, probably around 3 servings a day of a starchy carb. So I might do something, maybe a rice and beans or something, or just keep it to a meat and salad, or salad just with lots of sprouts on it. And I like to get some raw food, and I might have a raw salad towards the end of the day and call it a day.
So, you know, obviously this is extremely, extremely fine-tuned. I only see that in the top 10% of professionals. I mean, she's the science down to an exactness. And that's why this woman, you know, is not only going to bury all her enemies, but she's going to be the prettiest girl in the cemetery when she finally makes it at her 110. But that is years and years and years and years and years of studying the physiology of the body. But for our beginners, Elizabeth, I see that you hit the protein twice only in a day. That does surprise me a little bit to maintain that beautiful, beautiful body. It seems a little low protein-wise. But for our beginner then, how much protein, how often would you hit it? What are some of the basic supplements you would do for our beginner who, you know, has a couple children, gained a little bit of weight, finally decided to conquer her body? What program would you put her on?
I would probably say, I mean, yeah, it might seem that my protein's a bit low. I mean, I try to get some extras. Like with the chia, I do a pretty good serving of the chia and a pretty good serving of the protein shake and the steak. And then on my salad, I'll add some more things. So I'll add like pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and all that sort of thing. Okay. I totally hear what you're saying. And
so you got some stuff hidden in there because I said, how would you maintain these muscles with such low protein, but yeah.
Yeah, there's power balls on make that are like chia seeds and all different kinds of things that just some pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and all that stuff. So it's hidden throughout the day. And
it's hidden throughout. So for our girl just starting out, what would you recommend to her in the simplest way?
In the simplest way, I would say, before she even starts, to get into it, one thing that I really like everyone to try to do, and I get all my athletes to do, is actually do a little bit of studying as to what food does in the body. Just because I feel like people understand what digestion is and what their liver is and where it is, and they actually understand that when somebody says to them, you know, well, eat steak two or eat, you know, 40 grams of this or, you know what I mean? At least they'll have a better understanding and they'll be a bit more connected to their food. So that would be number one, for them to do a little research as to what's going on in the body before they start fueling and understanding. So once that's done, I would say the main things when they're looking at changing their eating.
How many meals a day? How often? What's the break between? Is it 3 hours apart? Is it 4 hours apart? Is it every 2 hours? How often should they eat?
Okay, so I would say how often should they eat should be, they shouldn't be taking more than 4 hours between a meal. So grazing is awesome.
Prettiest bodies on earth can stick this in. From Mario Lopez, who used to be my weightlifting partner, to yourself and everyone else.
No.
Great bodies are grazers. Great bodies are grazers. They're constantly nibbling.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in kind of eating, you know, just kind of starting off slow with the lemon water with maybe some fruit or something and then going into breakfast. The bigger meals are kind of in the afternoon, and the meals start to get a little bit smaller towards the end of the day, and then actually not eating too close to bedtime just to actually let your body digest the food before you go to bed. Like if you're having a meal that is not very well combined right before bed, like a big meat dish with a lot of carbs and a lot of, you know, sugar or whatever.
That's going to leave a dent.
Yeah, and, you know, you're adjusting instead of, you know, getting your beauty sleep, really. You're not turning all your cells over the way you want to be because so much energy is taken up digesting. You're going to wake up tired and not hungry, so you're not going to have that good breakfast, and you're not going to have that good energy to go do morning cardio. So, you know, stopping eating earlier and getting more of your nutrients in during the day is a big one. It's a really, really big one.
Elizabeth, I know that you tend to recommend not eating too much before going to bed, particularly carb-filled meals. As you know, in my book, Body by Ray, we have a slightly different theory on this. We actually believe that catabolism can be very injurious to your muscle tone. In other words, we only have 3 hours storage of glycogen in our liver. After those 3 hours, it's going to start eating up muscle. You lose your muscle. You lose your ability to burn fat. So we actually recommend slow-release protein. So you're not getting all the carbs, but you're getting the protein, so you're not catabolizing or eating up your muscle during the 8 hours of sleep. So perhaps that's a compromise right there. Slow-release protein so you don't lose your muscular tone. Hey, you guys, we're going to go into another break. We'll be right back with more On the Radio with Dr. Ray.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Are you ready for an open, informative, and fun discussion on health, wellness, and a whole lot more? If so, you'll need to tune in to The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie, featuring award-winning TV host Forbes Riley and multimedia producer, author, and CEO Charlie Fusco. Our show is real, honest, opinionated, and full of laughs. Our well-known guests of authors, experts, and celebrities will give you the inside scoop on health, fitness, and personal success. The Good Life with Forbes Riley and Charlie is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Robert Ray, and I'm Natalie Day, your co-host here. And if you've been listening, you're going to have to agree that the last hour has been quite a ride. We've been speaking with Lizbeth Lopez, and she's a certified personal trainer, a holistic nutritionalist from Canada. If you've heard Dr. Ray describe her, she's got the world's most perfect butt. And that's been a point that he's brought up over and over again. We've been trying to find out what she does differently as a personal trainer, as a nutritionist, to get not only her own physical condition perfect, but what she's basically becoming very famous for with her workouts and her nutritional program. And that's all coming up more in detail. Lizbeth has over 13 years in her field and has trained over 3,000 athletes in gymnastics, dance, cheerleading, fitness, bodybuilding, and this is also including a large number of celebrities, models, and actors. So she brings a very unique perspective to bodybuilding, fitness, getting that dance body. And one of the things we've heard her talk about is that you cannot train the same way as your girlfriend. If your girlfriend is built a certain way, she needs to train a certain way. And that may be the number one mistake that we're making when trying to get the body that we want, is that we're eating not right for our body type, we're exercising not right for our body type, and that's been a very interesting discussion. Dr. Ray, you certainly have your opinions here. Now, Lizbeth, last segment, you mentioned that you have an 80-20 rule, and you gave us a lot of in-depth details that you and Dr. Ray really agreed upon, but it was really only about that 80%. I want to know about the 20% rule. What do you do on that 20%? Because all of us who haven't mastered our diet are really, really wondering.
Oh, my God. are you talking about me or are you talking about the average person, what they should do?
No, I'm talking about you. When you go off the 20% deep end, what's your favorite food?
It honestly could be absolute. Well, not anything. I won't. I'm not a big fast chain. I don't even have any interest in it since I was a teenager. But if I'm at a wedding, I'm going to have, you know, the cake and the ice cream and the whole thing. Like, I'm not a big dairy person, but it's not that I won't eat it. If it's fun and we're all out and we're doing Sundays, of course, I'm jumping in there. So it honestly, it could be pizza, it could be really whatever. There's a few things that I won't touch, but for the 20%, you know, I really believe that I don't plan on cheat days, and I feel like that's a big thing with me and my clients, is I tell them, don't plan your cheat day because it's not very natural, and then something fun will happen, and it's not your cheat day, so you can't have anything, and then you feel like you're being deprived. So I tell the girls, if it's a day out with the girls and they're all doing drinks, they're all doing shots, and they're doing Chinese food after whatever it is, and that you want that to be your day, then okay, you know, don't tell me about it. I'm not a confessional. I'm treated as a confessional during personal time. But you know, have your fun, and then go back to, you know, what you're supposed to do.
All right, I'm going to squeeze it a little bit here, Natalie, because I don't know if I really believe this whole story. all right, Elizabeth. I devote a whole chapter to cheating in my book, by Ray.
Yeah.
So we all cheat, absolutely. You're absolutely right. But the way I deal with cheating is I like to fast. And there have been numerous books and peer-reviewed articles that show that fast actually is good for your body. For example, I even see veterinarians do that. I went to the animal park in Johannesburg. I asked the veterinarian how often they fed the lions. And they said 3 times a week. And the lions were ripped to the bone. They were shredded to the bone. So I like to do the fast the day after. If I, you know, ate a lot of crap, say for Christmas Day, then at midnight till 5 o'clock the next day, I do a complete fast, not even water.
Really?
Honestly, do you – and there are many books, particularly the book written by Dr. Furman, MD, which shows the physiologic benefits of a complete fast. Not a fast with orange juice, which it doesn't have. And it literally burns just the fat, not your muscles. But what is honestly your – the next day – okay, you went to that wedding that you talked about. You had the ice cream, God forbid, and the chocolate cake, which is going to make that beautiful ass full of divots, full of cellulite, and it's going to smooth now, Natalie, for sure – that wedding, the next day, she's going to be smooth. Her belly's not going to be ripped like you see in the pictures. All right, so it's the next day. You got your belly smooth, became smooth overnight from all the salt. What are you going to do the next day? Honestly, what are you going to do different the next day? Because I know you do something different the next day.
Yeah, you know, it actually, it does. It motivates me to do my cardio. It just, something about, for me, doing a good amount of water, maybe some chlorophyll, some cardio, it just feels like it helps push the toxins and the crap back out, and it makes me feel so much better. Like, I might not
feel supplements? And what supplements? Okay, so you hit the cardio extra hard, and then next day after the wedding, how do you change your supplementation a little bit? Because I know you do. I don't believe this whole story. How do you change your supplementation the next day to get rid of that salt that you ingest at the wedding?
I mean, if I was feeling super puffy and there was a need for me to not look, so usually I'll just let nature run its course, to be perfectly honest. But if there's a need for me to be super cute the next day after I did something like that, I mean, some dandelion, some urushi.
Dandelion. Aha.
Tea.
Natalie, what is it?
I know. I knew where you were going with it.
Charlie and I wrote in our book, number one. Dandelion. Lisbeth, I don't even know if you know this because your parents are Israeli. One of your parents is Israeli. But did you know that Jesus, the bitter herbs, one of the seven bitter herbs Jesus had was dandelion? But speaking of Israeli, I spent the whole summer in Israel last summer doing a humanitarian mission. But do you know what Moses used? Bitter herbs. One of the bitter herbs was dandelion. I think that's one of the most magical foods ever created by nature.
I love that.
God bless you, baby. Thank you. That is good answer. Yes, she, like everyone else, the day after we cheat, we do dandelion. Because that's it's going to get rid of all that salt, all the poofiness, and you never know when you have to do a shirtless shot, especially in your business. Suddenly somebody says, oh, let me see your gut, out of nowhere. And you're ready to go. Thank you.
I'm really curious to read your book. I would really like to read it.
No. The whole point is that all these great bodies converge together. Basically, pretty much on the same diet, because it's that diet of the hunters and gatherers that works. Talking to that gold medalist next to me yesterday on the plane, he was on our diet. You and I, look, it's not accidental. I take tons of dandelion, and you take dandelion. It's not accidental. There's really only one true diet, and it is the paleo diet, and the diet that pretty much every pretty body is on, which is lean meats, frequent meals, lots of grazing, lots of grasses, lots of herbal supplements, and that's it. That's what our ancestors ate, and that's what still continues to work for us.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Elizabeth, I just can't get over them. You know, I'm speaking to you the whole time, staring at your pictures, and it's just not even possible.
Well, we're gonna make sure our audience can get a hold of all of your stuff, Lisbeth. We're gonna send them to hourglassworkout.com. We'll post your Twitter and Facebook links on our Facebook, and give our audience an opportunity to look at these pictures that have distracted Dr. Ray during this entire interview.
It's not possible. I offered on many bodybuilders. I operate on many, many, many professional bodybuilders. And, of course, I see them naked as I operate on them. But I've never seen one like this. I mean, God bless you.
And you're so sweet. You're
You've certainly given us a lot of information that our listeners can use right away to improve their own look. So I want to make sure everyone goes to hourglassworkout.com and they can see you in action. We'll definitely have you again back on the show. And I want to encourage everyone to go to our Facebook page, because if you missed any portion of today's interview, we've been tweeting about it all day. It's on the Facebook page. It's on our Twitter. And you can connect with people like Lizbeth as well there. So, Dr. Ray, we've managed to wrap up another segment here. I know that you don't want it to end.
It's just amazing. Elizabeth, I'd like to thank you personally for coming on the show and making an absolute science out of this. I mean, it is, she made it hardcore science. And, you know, we talk about the mind and so much of looking great like this is overcoming the pain. And I know that you're also very strong with the mind, which kind of ties in. You know, like I said before, life is not a dress rehearsal. We only have one chance, so let's make it good. Let's be healthy. Let's be strong. Let's be pretty. Let's be happy. Let's be spiritual. And, you know, win in this game of life. And you certainly have taught us how to do that.
Thank you so much. I really, really enjoy talking to you. You really know your stuff, so it's really, it's good.
I mean, you broke it down. I mean, you must spend hours and hours and hours reading this.
It's like I created Hourglass Workout because I love the shapes, and it's just something that I just really wanted to study how to build it on every different girl, because why not? It's so pretty. I just love
it. It's so pretty, and it's, but I mean, you must spend hours reading. Every flight you must take, you must be reading it. I mean, because you're fund of knowledge, it actually kind of scares me a little.
Thank you so much. And yeah, they can see, they'll see more on the elizabethlopez.com, because Hourglass, they'll only be able to do it here in Canada.
All right, guys, so you heard that. Everyone can get the hourglass.com only in Canada, but hey, elizabethlopez.com is anywhere. So we're going to go to a break, but think about all that, and we'll be right back.
Talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We'll be right back.
listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back on the radio with Dr. Ray, voiceofamerica.com. Yay! And I'm here with beautiful Natalie Day. And you know what? We've been talking to Elizabeth Lopez about exercise in general and, lifestyle and so on and so forth, but more specifically on how to make that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tush, which she obviously possesses and which is the rage today. Butts are the rage today. Natalie, I swear to God, again, from somebody who judged Miss Universe and a bunch of other competitions, somebody who worked Miss Universe and a bunch of other competitions, I tell you, Elizabeth has the most perfect behind I've ever seen. And I make behinds, right, as a surgeon with the fat transfers and the stem cell transfers. But if you think that butts don't count, you live in a cave. Today, you know, sexuality is always changing. Compare sexuality to our grandparents, compare sexuality to our parents and our generation. We moved away from the breast. We totally lost interest in the breast. Today, it's all about the butt. Now, if you look back in the 90s, the breast was everything. We look at Baywatch. Breast was everything, and butts weren't even talked about. But with the whole Brazilian invasion, we have turned our eyes south in more than one way. And today, butts are in. What can I tell you? If you think not, think of these names. Shakira, Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Lady Gaga. Yeah, that's right. Lady Gaga is a perfect ass. Selma Hayek, Sofia Vergara. I mean, perfect, perfect behinds. The focus stays on the behind. So, you know what? If you do certain exercises we discussed today, your butt will explode. Look at the beach volleyball players. Look at the gymnasts. Exercise, of course, will make your tush just explode in all the right directions, but also it will not occur unless you're good with your diet. So in our book, Charlie Fusco and I have written a book, Body by Ray. We talk all about diet, protein, supplements, exercise. So definitely, definitely, definitely exercise and diet. Anyhow, so today Elizabeth Lopez was helping us with some very simple exercise and diet tips on how we can create that beautiful behind. We're very grateful for her tips. You can, by the way, if it's too fast or you caught half of it or whatever, don't stress. Just ElizabethLopez.com. And like I said before, you guys, she has one of the most, you know what? I'm going to say it on record. She's the most perfect behind I've ever seen. And I make behinds. To the tune of 5 to 10 behinds a week. Go home and think about that. And so, as you can see on my website, drrobertray.com, hundreds of thousands of butts. We do lots and lots and lots of butts. And simply, we take out the fat. And from the fat that we take from liposuction, we get the stem cell stick in your tush, and it develops in this beautiful little behind. And the girls love it. So, a Brazilian butt lift and butt augmentation, what are the differences? Basically, it's the same thing. It's just in the past, we used to do Brazilian butt lift with an implant. It was like sitting on two wallets for the rest of your life and required a 7-centimeter incision right on your crack. And we would find that the girls would be so active, athletes or whatever, or just sit down in your car. Look how hard we sit down on that seat. They were splitting my stitches. So we got away from implants and we got into stem cells. That's where we are today. Finally, you guys, just finish up on this note. Yes, you're going to start exercising and dieting and do all the exercises to make your butt look beautiful, which we talked about today. But you have to go to that party tonight. You're going to out with the girls tonight, and your butt's looking a little flat. Do not worry. Just run to Sears or Sears.com, whatever, and pick up my own collection, Dr. Ray Shapewear. I have a bottom-enhancing women's step-in. Basically, it looks like a biker short with what's called cookies, two little cookies. Our little pads that make your butt look absolutely delicious. Anyhow, you guys, so awesome talking to you. So grateful for Elizabeth, Natalie, and this is the end of our show here today. Look forward to seeing you next time on the Radio with Dr. Ray. Ciao.
you again for listening. On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Please join host Dr. Robert Ray and co-host Natalie Day again for another terrific show. And have a great week until then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.